right, everybody, welcome to the Unscripted Jeopardy Tournament here on the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. I am your host for this, Doug Hummer, flanked, of course, by my trusty sidekick, Eric.
Yep.
Of course, my brother Dang. My brother Daniel is here tonight because one of his buddies is participating.
Yeah, what's up?
All right,
what,
and tonight... Hold on, Sky. I got to introduce you. All right, so this is the last second chance match of the first round. After this, then we will start round two, probably in a week or so. The three contestants here tonight are coming back for their second chance. We have with us Sky.
Howdy.
Derek is here.
Salutations.
All right. And one of the dirt sheet dudes himself, Boxman, is here.
Yes. How's it going?
Awesome, Box. Awesome. All right. Before we get into the show here, Box, why don't you go ahead and plug your show?
All right. You can catch Dirt Sheet Dudes. We are on right after AEW Wednesdays, and we're on right after SmackDown on Fridays. You can catch us on Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes right after those two shows, Wednesday and Friday. There you go.
All right. Awesome. And, of course, you can catch us on the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time, here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. Tomorrow night, we are doing another edition of Fantasy Warfare. It's going to be the U.S. title tournament. This is just a warning to any of my fellow members of our booking team that if Baron Corbin goes over in this U.S. title tournament, Box and I probably will kill you all.
I'll at least shoot my TV. I'll at least shoot my TV, yeah.
Well, not, yeah. So... But that's coming up on Friday. We got other things coming up that we'll get into tomorrow night. Also, make sure to catch us on Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern time here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted for the top tier podcast. This Sunday, we are going to be tier listing UFC fighters, right?
Yeah, just UFC all-time legends.
Okay. So everybody, you know, make sure to tune in for that. That's going to be something. Even though he's not a fighter, I'm putting Dana White in the bottom tier. Piece of shit. All right.
He's a fellow bald guy.
Yeah, that's how I know he's a piece of shit. I hate bald-headed people.
Makes sense.
Shows you how much I hate myself. All right, so now everybody should remember the rules from... their Jeopardy matches the last time. Two categories and then a final Jeopardy, or two rounds and then a final Jeopardy. Final Jeopardy, of course, you get to wager your points. Whoever has the highest score at the end of Final Jeopardy wins this thing. Five categories in the first two rounds. In round one, point values go from 100 to 500. In round two, point values go from 200 to 1,000. And as a special bonus in this game, if you wipe a category clean in round one, you get 500 bonus points. In round two, you get 1,000 bonus points. Don't look for Boxman to wipe the rap music category clean, though.
No.
Yeah, he was not necessarily happy about that being a category last night if you listened to his show.
No.
You had me dying. all right. With that being said, we're going to do the coin flip. All right. First, it's going to be between Sky and Derek, and then Boxman gets the winner of the coin flip. All right. Sky, call it in the air, heads or tails?
Tails.
It is tails. All right. Now it's between you and Box. All right. Boxman, call it in the air, heads or tails?
Heads.
It is tails. Sky is going to go first. Your round one round one categories are rap music, the movie Christmas Vacation, Famous Paul's, the movie Rookie of the Year, And whose line is it anyway?
Okay.
Right. I'm gonna do the movie Christmas Vacation for
okay.
100 or whatever.
Alrighty. Now remember, guys. Sky gets first crack at this when he, if he gets the question wrong, then Box it'll move to you. If Box, if you get the question wrong, then it'll move to Derek. You know, and so on
okay.
and so forth. All right, Sky, from 100 points in Christmas Vacation, who plays Cousin Eddie?
The actor?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. It's actually a hard one. I don't know.
Hey, right. Boxman?
That is Randy Quaid.
That is correct for 100.
Yeah. Well, let's stick with it. Let's keep going for what, 200, right?
Yep. All right. What do the Griswolds get stuck under on their way to get a Christmas tree?
A truck.
That is correct for 200. That is correct for 200 points. That's actually one of my favorite scenes
awesome.
In the movie.
This is actually this is my favorite Christmas movie. So let's keep going for 300.
Okay. Instead of getting his Christmas bonus, what does Clark receive from his company?
I believe it's a year's subscription to the Jelly of the Month Club.
That is correct for 300 points.
All right. Keep going. 400.
Okay. Future Big Bang Theory star portrays Russ Griswold.
I don't know his name. I don't know his name.
Oh, okay. All right. Derek, do you know the answer?
Nope.
All right. Sky?
Nope.
All right. It's actually Johnny Galecki.
Ah. Yes, of course
right.
it is.
Box, you still right. have control.
Now let's clean it out for 500.
All right, what is the name of Cousin Eddie's dog?
Snot.
Yep. All right.
All right.
That
all right,
is correct
all right.
500 points. Box, you almost got the bonus, but unfortunately, I mean, I'm sure it'll,
right.
hopefully it'll happen sometime.
All right, so I still go. I'm going to go with whose line is it anyway for 100? Let's go there.
Okay. All right. And Box, I actually bookmarked these pages this time.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah. All right, who is the current host of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, shit. What is last time I watched it was Aisha Taylor.
That is correct.
Oh, shit. Okay, I guess it's still her. Okay.
I mean, her name is Aisha Tyler, but it's close enough. I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, Tyler. Sorry. I just know she's on Criminal Minds, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's go for 200. Same category. I'm just trying to stay away from that rap music category.
All right. Who hosted the British version of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Hold on, let me think. I can. I can't think of his name. Oh, wait, no. I can't think of it. It's like I can think of a piece of it, but not enough to actually get the name. So, sorry.
All right. Derek, do you know the answer?
Nope.
All right, Sky?
No, I do not. I've never seen that show.
All right. Clive Anderson.
All right.
Another bald guy.
Yes. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. So, all right, keep it going. Whose line is anyway? Thought I would do better on this one. Let's go.
All right. Which performer during a season 3 game of Action Replay said he had calluses on his testicles?
Season 3 replay. Okay, so I'm just going to say Ryan Styles.
He was in the scene, but incorrect.
Okay.
Derek?
Nope.
All right, Sky?
No.
All right, it was actually Colin Mockery.
I knew it was one of those two.
Yeah.
Because only one of those two would say something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Greg Proops had a he had an actual job to worry about at the time. Keep going. Whose line is it anyway? For whatever the next one is.
All right. For 400 points, which current AEW star was a guest on the Aisha Tyler hosted Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I don't know. Cody?
Incorrect. Eric? Okay.
Nothing.
All right. Sky?
Brian Cage.
Incorrect. It was actually Chris Jericho.
I just took a guess.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. All right. Let's finish that bad boy out.
Okay. Which performer during a game of Scenes from a Hat said to Wayne Brady, "Have a good first day at school. Daddy's gay."
Maybe if I say it twice, it'll work. I'm going to go with Ryan Styles again.
Incorrect.
Damn, I thought
Eric?
It right. Okay.
No clue.
All right, Sky?
I want to say what was said for the right answer the last round, but I can't remember the name that was said. So I don't know.
Incorrect. It was actually Greg Proops.
Of course. Oh, shit. This keeps me in control. God damn it. Famous Paul for 100.
Okay. This Paul was a member of the Beatles.
Paul McCartney.
That's correct for 100 points.
All right. Let's keep going Famous Pauls because I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of this game. Go ahead for 200.
Okay. This Paul was part of the Fast and the Furious franchise until his tragic passing in 2015.
Paul Walker?
Correct.
Yep.
Okay. Keep going for 300.
All right. This Paul is best known for his work as Pee Wee Herman.
Paul Rubens.
Correct for 300 points.
Keep going.
All right. This Paul was the longtime leader of the Late Show's CBS Orchestra.
Oh, what's that guy's fucking last name? I can't think of his last name.
All right. Can't Derek, do you know? All right, Sky?
No, not a clue.
All right, Paul Schaefer.
Okay. All right, keep it going. Famous Pauls. Right.
This Paul starred opposite of Helen Hunt for 7 years on the NBC sitcom Mad About You.
Is his last name Rudd?
Incorrect.
All right.
Derek, do you know the answer?
Negative.
All right, Sky?
Nope.
All right, it was actually Paul Reiser.
Okay. Is there one more in that one?
Nope, that category is cleaned out, as is Christmas Vacation, and Whose Line Is It Anyway? You only have two options to choose from, Box.
I guess let's just start losing with Rookie of the Year for 100.
All right.
I'm not sure I've ever seen this.
All right. For 100 points in Rookie of the Year, which famous Canadian actor plays the Cubs announcer?
never seen this movie. Kevin Smith.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Eric, you know the answer.
Nope.
Sky?
No.
All right. Box, it was actually John Candy.
Oh, old John Candy. Missed that guy. All right, let's go for 200.
All right. What is the name of Mary Rowan Gardner's boyfriend?
Not a clue.
All right. Derek?
Let's go with John Lewis.
Incorrect. I do appreciate the effort, though. All right. Sky?
It's name. I can guess on that.
All right, Sky, you don't have an answer?
I don't.
All right. It was Jack Bradfield.
He was close. He was close. You know what? Fuck it. Let's bite the bullet here. Rap music for 100.
Hell yeah.
This is where the tide will turn.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The tides are turning.
Okay.
All right.
Who discovered 50 Cent in 2002?
I don't know. Puffy?
Incorrect.
Awesome.
Derek?
I'm just going to have to guess Eminem for anything in this category. So.
Holy shit!
Damn it.
Gotta do that one too.
Derek gets 100 points.
Oh, thank God. All right. Take this board over. Victory. And get this over with. All right.
Rap music for 200. When the answer is not Eminem, you can go ahead and send it on.
Okay. What was the name of 50 Cent's debut album?
Fifty cents.
Incorrect. Sky?
I will.
Get what?
What?
Get what? Or get rich or die trying?
Just give it to him. Let him on the board.
All right. I'll give it to you because it was get rich or die trying.
Get what?
That must have been a song on it. All right. That's what I remembered. I thought that's what it was called.
Okay. All right, Sky, we'll give you control of the board because I don't think Derek or Boxman want it anymore. At least not for right now.
All right, just keep going with the questions.
All right, for 300 points in rap music, what is
another
the name 50 of...
question?
No, it's not another 50 question. For 300 points in rap music, what is the name of DMX's best-selling album?
Unleashed and Unreleased.
It's actually incorrect.
Damn it.
All right. I might be wasting my time, but Box?
I don't know. Something with in it. I don't know.
Incorrect. All right. Derek, you big hip-hop enthusiast, you.
Well, if that wasn't right, let's go with something with ah in it.
Incorrect. It was actually, and then there was X.
Oh.
All right.
Of course.
Sky, you still have control.
All right. Keep it going.
All right. For 400 points, Daniel.
All right, Sky, you ready for this question?
What's the question?
Who was Jay-Z in a famous rap beef with in the early 2000s?
Dr. Dre?
Incorrect.
All right. Box?
I'm going to shout in the dark here, but was it Nas? N-A-S? Nas? Is that how you say it? Was that who it was?
Yeah. That would be correct.
All right.
Box got 400 in rap.
Holy shit.
Very
Very good.
That is what listening to Opie and Anthony back in the days will get you. They talked about shit like that. So I guess let's try to clear that category out for 500.
All right. What is the name of Flo Rida's 2007 breakout single?
Flo Rida.
His name is fucking Florida. I don't want to hear this shit. All right. I have no clue.
His name is Florida.
His name is Florida.
All right. All right, Derek.
I got nothing.
Sky.
Wasn't that Whistle?
No, it was actually Low.
Oh, that was after that.
All right, so now we'll move on back to Rookie of the Year. And since it's the last category left, I'm just going to read the last couple of questions off here. Box, since you technically have control, you get first crack.
Wonderful.
All right, for 300 points, what did Henry slip on to break his arm?
A banana peel.
Incorrect. Derek?
A cat.
Incorrect. Sky?
A shoelace.
Incorrect. It was actually a baseball.
Duh, that should have. It's a baseball movie.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense.
All right. All right, for 400 points, Box, who plays Chet Stedman?
I don't know. I don't have a clue.
All right. Derek?
Adam Sandler. Throwing the name
incorrect.
Out there.
Guy?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Incorrect. Close. Gary Busey.
Oh, shit.
Damn, I was close.
I wonder if he remembers playing that part.
Probably not. All right. For 500 points, Box, who did the Cubs defeat to win the division? Obviously in the movie.
The White Sox.
Incorrect. Derek?
The Lions?
Incorrect. Sky?
The Indians?
Incorrect. It was the New York Mets.
Oh.
But
Derek's
I like the major
thinking right now. He's like, why didn't I get this fucking category?
Yeah, you're right.
It's just because I know you. All right, so
I thought it was because I chose these randomly.
I did choose these randomly. All right, so at the end of round one, your scores are Boxman's in the lead with 2,200 points. Sky is in second place with 200. Derek is in third place with 100.
That's 100 more than I expected to have.
That's the attitude.
Yeah, I was in the lead last time, and notice I'm on the second chance show still. So.
Yeah, we all threw all our points out the window. So.
Well, things can change.
Well,
things can change.
Sky actually got screwed out of his game.
I literally won the game and then got rejected.
Oh man.
I screwed up Final Jeopardy, and the person who I screwed up Final Jeopardy for hit me about two or three times. So then I had to give her an easy question so she would win.
Well, maybe you deserved it.
You were in that game.
Oh no, I more than likely deserved
it. He deserved it.
Yeah.
All
general
right.
Consensus. All right, so now your categories for round two, points are doubled, by the way. So they range from 200 to 1,000 points. Your categories in round two are the Flintstones, John Cougar Mellencamp, one-hit wonders, wrestling commentators / announcers, and the TV sitcom Home Improvement.
Yay.
All right, Boxman, you're in the lead. You have control.
All right. You know, you really could have put John Cougar Mellencamp in the one-hit wonder category. Anyway, let's see here. Between those two, I will pick. Let's do one-hit wonders for 100.
Okay. All right. Now, these are all listed under in Wikipedia as one-hit wonders, although I actually thought they were good. So, all right, so for 200 points, which comedian that didn't get no respect came out with a one-hit wonder in 1983?
That would be Rodney Dangerfield.
That is correct for 200 points.
Nice. Well, let's keep it going for 400, one-hit wonders.
Okay. Which group released the song Your Love in 1986?
Oh, I should know this. I'm old. I can't think of it.
All right. Derek?
Not a clue.
All right. Sky?
The Jackson 5.
Incorrect. It was actually The Outfield.
Oh, now I know the song. I know the exact song you're talking about.
I love this song.
All right. Now I know. Now I know who you're talking about. That song comes on the fucking 80s station all the time. All right. Let's keep going for, what is it, 600 now?
Yep. How many miles did the Proclaimers say they would walk in their 1993 song, I'm Gonna Be?
500.
That is correct for 600.
500.
And you would walk 500 more. There you go.
And I would.
All right, let's keep going. 800, I guess, right?
Yep. Which song was done by Tom Cochran in 1991 and then sung again by Rascal Flatts for the Cars soundtrack?
Oh. I know this one.
Life is a Highway.
That is correct for 800 points.
That's the only song I could think of from that movie. So, perfect.
It's the only song in the movie.
Yeah, I'm like, what? I'm sitting there trying to think of the lyrics to try to get the name. So, glad that was right. Let's clear out the one-hit wonders.
All right. Which brother trio sang the song Mbop in 1997?
The Hansons.
Yep. That is correct for 1,000 points.
God, I should not know that. Okay. John Cougar Mellencamp, 200.
Okay. All right. For 200 points in John Cougar Mellencamp, how long was Mellencamp's 1982 song, Jack and Diane, a number one hit?
Fucking kidding? 19 weeks.
Incorrect. Derek?
17 weeks.
Incorrect. Sky?
13 weeks.
Incorrect. It was actually only 4.
My second guess was 3, but...
But it was such a good song. Anyway. All right, let's do the next one for John Cougar Mellencamp.
All right, for 400 points, when was Mellencamp inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, shit. You know, I think it was 2001.
Incorrect. Derek?
Damn.
1997.
Incorrect. Sky?
2002.
Incorrect. It was 2008.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
We were getting there.
Yeah.
One more round, we might have got that right. all right. Let's try the next one. 600, I believe.
Okay. What was the name of the 1984 album where he was just, it's 1994, not 1984. What was the name of the 1994 album where he was just billed as John Mellencamp? can't even read my own fucking handwriting.
Not a clue.
All right. Derek?
Not a clue.
Sky?
Jamaica.
All right. Incorrect. It was whenever we wanted.
Yeah, I'm thinking about switching to the Flintstones for 200. Let's do that.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
All right. For 200 points, what is the name of Fred and Barney's boss?
I can't remember that.
Okay. All right. So, all right, Derek.
Let's go with Luke.
Incorrect.
Luke,
guys.
It's the foot. Mr. Rock.
His name is Fred.
What'd you say, Sky?
Mr. Rockhead.
Incorrect. It was actually Mr. Slate.
Oh.
Yeah, this category is going to be a little harder than I thought. Let's keep going, though. 400.
All right. Who played the role of Betty Rubble in the Flintstones movie?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Hold on. Let me go grab the case. I just watched it last night.
All right. Derek, maybe you can answer
Viva,
it before he comes
it's
back.
It's the Viva Rock Vegas, right?
No, it's the first one, the regular one.
Oh, never mind. I watched Viva Rock Vegas last night.
All right. Derek, do you know the answer?
I do not. Let's guess Sam Ridges. I made up a name.
Incorrect. All right, Sky?
No, I don't know.
All right, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, wow. I could have guessed that, though.
No, I would never want to guess that. let's keep going. Whatever
right,
the next one is.
All right, for 600 points, who played the role of Fred's assistant, Sharon Stone, in the Flintstones movie?
I was really hoping this was going to be more about the cartoon. No clue.
All right. Derek?
No clue.
Sky?
No clue.
All right. It was Halle Berry.
Oh, if it was Sharon Stone, I was going to be pissed.
All right. Box control.
Just keep going.
All right. You asked for a question about the cartoon. Here it is.
Ooh.
All right. What is the name of the little green alien that occasionally bothers Fred and Barney?
Kazoo.
Yep.
Yeah. Proving again I'm old. Okay. What's the next one?
All right, for 1,000.
There you go.
In the Flintstones theme song, where do the Flintstones go to?
They go to the drive-in, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Do wrestling commentators / announcers for 200.
Okay. For 200 points, Boxman. This might this hopefully this category you excel in since you have a wrestling show.
Yeah, that don't mean shit, man. Just
yeah, I know. All right. So for 200 points, current AEW commentator spent a year with the WWF. In the late 1980s before returning to WCW.
Tony Schiavone.
That is correct for 200 points.
Okay. Keep going with that one. 400.
Okay. Oh. Here we go. Which former GWF and WCW commentator was on the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, cheap plug, back in July of this year?
You got me.
That hurts, Box.
Yep. I'm sorry. But yeah, like I have a memory. I'm smoking a bowl.
I feel that.
All right. Derek?
You've told me of this, but I'm not sure a name ever got mentioned, so I don't know.
My heart's breaking every time here. All right, Sky?
Bruce Pritchard.
Oh, yeah, like we could get him on this show.
Oh,
Scott
Conrad
Hudson.
The Wiz. Vince McMahon. I don't know.
Yeah, it was Scott Hudson.
Yep, I remember.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
keep
all
it going.
Matters.
Yeah. Keep it going. What is it, 600?
Yep. Who was the voice of the original ECW?
Joey Styles.
That is correct for 600 points. And you still have control.
And keep it going.
All right. Which former WWF commentator shares his name with a type of ape?
Gorilla Monsoon.
That is correct for 800 points.
All right. At least I'm not making myself look like a fool in this category. Let's go for the 1,000, I guess.
Okay. Which former TNA play-by-play announcer is from Las Vegas, Nevada?
Mike Tenay.
That is correct for 1,000 points.
All right. What do we got left here? Mellencamp and Home Improvement, right?
Let's see. Yep, we still got a couple questions left in Mellencamp and Home Improvement. Yep.
All right, let's finish off the Cougar one. For what? What is it, 600 or 800?
I think we're, where are we? Oh, yeah, we're at the 800 right now.
Okay, let's do it.
Which president was Mellencamp's 2007 song, Rodeo Clown, a reference to?
2007, Rodeo Clown. I don't know. Ronald Reagan.
Incorrect. Reagan was actually insulted by him like 10 years earlier. But all right, Derek?
Nope.
All right. Sky?
George Bush.
Okay, actually, you know what? You have no points. I'll give it to you.
Oh, Jesus.
Why? You need to know which one it was, senior or junior?
Yeah.
Junior.
You got it.
Shit, double his fucking points for that.
Yeah, that was confidence.
Iowa, exactly.
I honestly guessed about it, too.
All right, Sky, you have control.
Sick. Home Improvement.
All right, you want to start at the top?
Yeah. Take me to the top. All
right, so for 200 points, what is the name of the oldest Taylor child?
Randy.
Incorrect. Boxman?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember their names. No.
Okay, Derek.
I thought it was Randy. God.
Derek, do you have an answer?
Scott.
You said Scott. Okay.
Oh, I couldn't hear him.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I said Scott.
All right. Incorrect. It was actually Brad.
Oh, Brad and Randy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sky, you still have control.
Nice. Same thing.
Huh?
Same thing.
Okay, all right.
Keep them going.
Okay. Where does Home Improvement take place?
In a house.
He's right.
All right, let me be more specific. Which fucking city does Home Improvement take place in?
Okay, all right. Shit. I don't know. Philadelphia?
Incorrect. Box?
Chicago.
Incorrect. Derek?
San Diego.
Incorrect. I thought you were asking your father for a second.
Oh, no, he's downstairs. I don't know.
All right. Incorrect. It was actually Detroit.
The D.
All right.
Especially on this category.
All right. Sky?
Home Improvement.
All right. So for 600 points, in what season did Jonathan Taylor Thomas leave the show?
I don't know. Season 4?
Incorrect. Box?
5.
Incorrect. Derek?
Derek, just say 6.
Derek,
can you hear me? Is it a problem on?
I can't hear you.
7.
Oh. All right.
Incorrect. It was 8.
Oh.
All right, Sky, you still have control.
Home Improvement.
All right. What season did Heidi take over as the Tool Girl?
Season 6.
Incorrect. Box?
5.
Incorrect.
All right.
Derek?
Three.
Yeah. All right. That is correct. For 800 points, Derek.
Damn. She took over early.
Yeah.
All right, Derek, you have control. Derek.
I'm shouting into my phone.
What the hell's going on here?
I have no idea.
Oh, there you
All
go.
Right. All right. Derek, you have control.
1,000. Home Improvement.
Okay. All right. What is Tim's neighbor's name?
I should have looked this up. I figured it'd be a question. I thought about it. Oh. Sam. I don't remember.
Incorrect. Sky?
Wilson.
He got it for 1,000.
Hell yeah.
All right, and Sky, you get last crack at the
Everyone
last question.
Everyone knows the neighbor.
Yeah.
What's the last All question?
Right. John Cougar Mellencamp for 1,000 points. How old was Mellencamp? Huh?
All right. I know nothing about that guy.
How old was Mellencamp when he became a grandfather for the first time?
49.
Incorrect. Boxman?
42.
Incorrect. Derek?
50. Here we go.
Derek?
Wait, I faintly heard him.
29.
29.
All right. Incorrect. It was 37.
Just
so you know, I've answered, like, within 2 seconds every time. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, his phone's fucked or something.
Oh. All right. So at the end of two rounds,
it's a tight race.
Yeah. Boxman is in the lead with 9,200 points. Sky is in second place with 2,000. Derek is in third place with 900.
Hey, he did better than he said he would.
So.
I passed my goal of 500.
Yeah. Yes, you did. All right. So there are three final Jeopardy questions. The final Jeopardy category is sitcom dads.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you will each have to wait and give me a point wager. Derek, you can wager up to 900 points. Sky, you can wager up to 2,000. Boxman, you can wager up to 9,200.
Mm-hmm.
Derek, you are in third place. We're going to start with you. Would you like question A, B, or C?
B and 900. I desire my 0 points.
Okay. All right. Which sitcom dad, portrayed by Ed O'Neill, worked at a woman's shoe store and had a son named Bud?
Let's guess Gary Johnson.
Incorrect. You lose 900 points. It was Al Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. Sky, A or C? Okay. How many points you want to wager?
All of them.
You can wager up to 2,000.
2,000.
Okay. Question C. Which sitcom dad, portrayed by Kurtwood Smith, often called his son Eric dumbass?
From South Park. Hold on. Steve?
Incorrect. It was from that 70s show. It was Red Foreman.
Oh. Courtney would have knew that.
All right.
Dumbass.
Boxman, you can wager up to 9,200 points, but you don't have to go too crazy.
Yeah. They're both at what again? Our
zero.
I will wager 9,000 even.
What?
Well, that way I'll have 200 and I'll still win. I mean, what's the problem
here?
That's
right. All right. Yeah, never mind. I looked at the score wrong. I thought we were headed down the same path. We were headed down, this path again.
No. I should be good. I should be good with
that. All right. Question A. Which sitcom dad, portrayed by John Goodman, had a daughter named Becky, played by two different actresses over its 9-year run?
Dan Connor.
That is correct for 9,000 points.
Wow.
So with a score of 18,200, Boxman wins.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Where's my check? Where's my check?
It's in the mail.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. You know, I tried to get the High Marks to give me a check. They wouldn't do it either.
Yeah. You're starting to. Actually, you know what? I'm not even gonna say who he's sounding like because we haven't landed that deal yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all right. With the score 18,200 points, Boxman wins. Boxman is the 13th and final contestant to move on to round two. We will start figuring out those matches soon. I'll get the questions ready. So we should be good to go within like a week or two. So we will keep you posted, Box. Congratulations. I'm glad you moved on so that way we get to spend more time with you.
Awesome.
So, Box, why don't you go ahead and give one final plug to your show?
All right. One final plug for the Dirt Sheet Dudes. You can find us after AEW on Wednesdays, and you can find us after SmackDown on Fridays, about 15 minutes after both shows. Mixler.com/DirtSheetDudes, and you can find us everywhere. Yeah, anywhere you find your podcast, you should find us.
Yeah. Now, are you guys still doing a movie show?
Man, we haven't in a long time. I wish we were, but it's been a while. Man, you don't even – I'm not even going to start getting into my job, but I'm just too tired. I'm dreading going on Mondays, and it's just like, I can't even do it, so – we'll get it back going again, though. We took a little hiatus, I guess, 4 months so far.
Oh, okay. I've been plugging it. I've been plugging it every week.
Well, hey, keep plugging it. That's fine. There's still, there's 400 and some episodes on there they can check out.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are the only other podcast that I plug.
Well, good. I like that. That's perfect. Leave it like that.
Oh, we will. I mean, obviously, we plug our own show, too, but all right. But yeah, so make sure you check out the Dirt Sheet Dudes, Boxman and Smark. They're good dudes. Even when Smark is drunk, he's still funny to listen to.
Oh, boy. If you can understand him, he's slurring.
Yeah, even when he's drunk and his Skype doesn't get knocked out.
Yeah, well, that was Skype, so
yeah.
I don't know. We need to upgrade to the old Discord one day, so we will. But on that note, appreciate it, guys. That was fun.
All right. Thank you, Box. We appreciate it. Thanks for being on. All right.
Thanks, Box.
And one final plug for tomorrow night, Fantasy Warfare, the U.S. title tournament, 8 o'clock Eastern time here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. It's going to be me, Eric, Daniel, Stevie, Kenny should be with us, so look forward to that. That's going to be a fun time. Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern time here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. We will be doing a tier list of UFC fighters, and remember, the overall winner of this Jeopardy tournament gets to not only pick either a tier list or a subject for the wrestling show for us to do, but they also get the coveted $25 gift card. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Sky. Thank you, Boxman. Congratulations again, Boxman. Daniel, thank you for hanging out as usual.
Yep.
My boys.
Of course.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right.
Yep. Good night.